Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create remarkable engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Exec Advisor and Consultant, and our subject du jour is motivation. What prompted me to talk about this is that a good friend has asked me on Twitter what I think are the basic core qualities you need to look for when hiring people. I'll have a link in the show notes, but after giving it some thought, I realized that I put at the basis motivation. Now, what do I mean by that? The fact that motivation seems to me to be one of the most important things stems from the fact that when you work with someone who has an intrinsic motivation to become better, that cares about the craft, that wants to do things better, things are simply different. Someone who is motivated is someone who truly cares about the work, your output, and is interested in seeing an improvement happening throughout their career. This is not something to take for granted. Even in high tech, people regularly lose motivation. They might not have any motivation currently in this current phase in their lives. They might not have motivation for their specific role. They might need to change companies. But when you work with people who have motivation, it is a completely different thing. And I see that as the basis, because once you have that, you now have something to work with. That specific person might not be the best engineer you've ever seen when it comes to their existing knowledge, the skills they already possess, how fast they execute. But in my experience, when you work with people who are motivated, you're going to see them improving at a rapid pace. Essentially, motivation is how I measure a lot of a person's potential to become great at what they do. Or if they are already great, motivation is their potential to keep improving, to go towards the next leap in their career, to learn a new thing. You want people who jump at the opportunity to become better, to try something new, to push themselves towards new things. People who strive to remain in their own comfort zones, which I've talked about in the previous episode, are going to suffer and are not going to be able to push you and your company to the next level. Motivated people are propellants to a company because they keep improving and evolving. And if you get stuck, they will either push you forward or they will leave. Motivation brings on momentum. And that is something that is almost impossible to generate. If you're working with an employee who has lost motivation, there's basically nothing you could do to her to make her become motivated again extrinsically. You want intrinsic motivation so you can throw more money at her. You can give her a title, but the effects of that are pretty certain to wear off quite fast. Take that as opposed to someone who is striving to become better and who needs, they have a burning within their soul to do a better work, to finish this month better than they started it, to keep improving, to research, to discover, to learn. And these people exist. But you do have to perk your ears when you're hiring and make sure that you hire these people. They might have less experience, but usually whatever they are lacking in experience, they are making up for and then some in their motivation. They're going to ask things. They're going to take up ownership about things and push initiatives. These people can be the core of an amazing organization, the driving force, the change catalysts, the force multipliers. If you do not have anyone in your team who's motivated, you are operating a high-tech cemetery. Nothing remarkable ever resulted from the work of unmotivated people. And that is why motivation is the key thing you should be looking for when you are staffing positions, when you are hiring people, when you're interviewing. By scanning for motivation, by putting it forward as one of the most critical things that you are searching for in new hires, you will slowly build critical mass of motivation. One thing I like about being in a room or in a Zoom with a bunch of motivated people is that it becomes contagious. Even if you're sitting more than 3 feet apart and you're wearing masks, motivation is still contagious. And that is a good thing. You see its effect on people because they start caring as well. No one likes sitting in a room, crossing their arms, and being the only one who's not pumped about doing this project. You either see those people drift away, which might be a good thing, or you see them become enthused as well. Motivation is the basis for any high-quality hire you're ever going to make. And so, start thinking right now. Your last 5 hires, where do you rank them when it comes to their own intrinsic motivation? Are they pushing themselves forward? Are they brimming with potential to become even better? Or did you yourself stay stuck in the same comfort zone and hired someone who already has all the certificates to be amazing but lacks the drive? Rethink your process and start hiring for motivation. It's gonna pay off. That's all for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have not yet, I recommend you sign up for the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. Thank you and talk soon.